I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful, and I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time, 'cause you and I outweigh.
All right, hey, Outweigh fam, I have a treat for you because our new Outweigh theme song is my girl Brittany Spencer singing, and now she's here with us to do an episode. Hey, Britt.
Hola.
Do people ever call you Britt?
Yeah.
I think I just did for the first time, but Brittany Spencer is an amazing singer-songwriter out of Nashville, and Lisa is not here with us. She is in New York at home, and Brittany and I are just recording this at my house, so it'll just be me and Brittany, but Lisa's here in spirit. Right?
Hey, Lisa.
Okay, yes, because she is just as much a part of this Outweigh journey and this story and even our theme song and everything behind it as, well, you and I are, but we have been working on it. We've got the chorus, which is now the theme song for the podcast, mm-hmm. but we've worked on verse one, yep. and we're going to work on verse two. But I thought it would be interesting to have Brittany come on and we break down why we wrote the lyrics the way we did in the verse and the chorus, because there's meaning behind the words. And the first line is, go ahead and sing it for everybody, Brittany, because the theme song has already played for the intro into this podcast, but it was just the chorus. Mm-hmm. So we haven't played. So we'll give, this is like a breakdown, a musical breakdown. It's very yeah. raw. Brittany's here with her guitar. So what is the first line?
Yeah, you want me to sing it or say it?
I want you to sing it.
Okay.
We'll never measure up to all the standards. Obsessing over girls in magazines.
All right, stop. That's it. We have been told by society through magazines and on TV or media, print, wherever, that this is how we're supposed to look. Now, I sit here on this podcast as a privileged, thin, white person. And I'm sitting here with Brittany, who is a Black woman who is full of life and curves and all the things and the most beautiful voice ever. But I mean, when it comes to measuring up to all the standards and yeah. all the girls we see in magazines, I'm closer to whatever that is than you are. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. the reality.
That's true. Yeah.
And I don't know what it's like for you to be looking at the magazines and just seeing a bunch of skinny white girls. And so what message did that send to you?
I think those messages to me always told me that I needed to spend most of my life trying to change.
Mm.
I needed to be a certain size. I needed to, I don't know, subscribe to some beauty standard that I would never kind of measure up to. I remember specifically as a kid, like watching like a bunch of country music videos and falling in love with the genre, because I didn't know country music until I was like 14 or 15. And I was watching all the music videos and I was reading the magazines and looking at all the things online. And I remember thinking, there's no Black people. And also, oh my goodness, I'm not skinny. And so for me, I always kind of battled this thing where I was too Black for the genre, or I felt like I was too Black because of the images that I saw. And I didn't realize that until I was like older, when I was like, why do I think this way? And I'm like, oh, if I trace it back, I realize it's because of lack of representation. But honestly, I never thought that I could do music in general for a really long time, or that I wouldn't be successful in it because of my size. And so for me to have that kind of weigh on me the way that it did for so long, and the way that it sometimes still does, it can be really discouraging. And I'm naturally the kind of person that wants to challenge things and say, you know, I recognize the reality, but I'm looking at what the future could be. You know, I'm kind of that person. And so I kind of fight for that image in my head, even when I don't see it out in the world yet. And I know that other people don't see it yet either, because so many people are still subscribing to what those beauty standards are in society. And so it's challenging. But then, you know, people come along like Lizzo, and I'm like, yeah, sure. Awesome. This is great. You know, finding ways to just be happy with your body at whatever size is so important.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into more of that when we get to the chorus.
Yeah.
But that's why Brittany and I put that as the first line of the first verse, is because there is so much pressure from society.
Yeah.
And that's why it's, we'll never measure up to all the standards, obsessing over girls in magazines. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and get to the next two lines. Hit it, Brittany, on Whoop. Guitar. Whoop.
We miss out on family meals around the table, 'cause what grandma made is bad, so we're not able.
All right, so that little part, which Brittany, you might be able to relate to this as well, but when Brittany and I were writing it, we were actually standing around my kitchen island eating dinner, just throwing stuff out, seeing if it would stick. And I brought up that I missed out on so many family meals. Now, it wasn't my grandma, but like my dad loved to cook. And my mom, she was even a good cook, and my sister. But I just remember even probably a lot of the times being at my sister's house with everybody coming over. My parents are divorced, but my mom would come separately and my dad would show up and we would all eat. We weren't this modern family, don't get it twisted, but everybody got along. And, you know, I would bring my own food or something along the lines of that. Or I would prepare other dishes that I knew that I could eat from that I would then serve to everybody else. And then probably I was a little obnoxious around the table because I was judgmental of what everybody else was eating. But really, I was the one missing out. And I would have such anxiety if I would eat maybe what my family had prepared. So that's where that line came from. And then we settled with the, you know, we missed out on family meals around the table because what grandma made was bad, so we're not able. And then that also leaned into the whole labeling foods as good and bad. We're trying to undo that here on Outweigh and encourage you to undo that. We want to be part of unlearning that certain foods are good and certain foods are bad. And so, yeah, I feel like a lot of us grew up thinking like, oh man, grandma made that with bacon grease, or grandma did this, or she made biscuits with, they have gluten, or something like that. And grandma just sounds better in the song. So that's why we went that route. But grandma represents any family time or time with friends or whatever that looks like for you where you missed out. I even think, Brittany, of times like I was in college, like I had a hard time going out to dinner with friends because I was freaking out about what I was going to eat.
Yeah. Also, I just want to interject. Amy is a great songwriter, everyone.
Stop.
Seriously, this is the second song that we've written together. You're incredible. And I mean, the idea of having grandma in there, it's like you immediately know what it means. I can't name a single person in my life whose grandma like makes the healthiest moves. Like I've never been to a grandma's house and they've served me kale. I've never. Like they might have greens that's like cooked down. They might even have a salad. But when you say grandma, I feel like it just communicates the idea where people just know right away like what you're talking about.
Rich and yummy and awesome. And,
made with a lot of heart, a lot and of love. Soul and ingredients. I struggle with that. Like for me, as a plus size woman, I'm trying to learn balance. But what I'm learning is that it's not just with food. I really actually need to understand balance for my life in general. So as I'm learning how to navigate my way with food, I'm learning how to navigate my way with life. But the idea of missing out on things because of food, like I can't let it stress me out. If I go to a friend's birthday party and they're having pizza, I don't need to eat five slices maybe, but I also don't need to not go to the party, and also don't need to do anything weird that makes everyone else uncomfortable about the food. And I don't need to be uncomfortable with the food.
Well, but don't you think it's when we label something of like if they're having pizza and then that's an off limits item. So then that is restricting. So then that makes the food more desirable. So then that makes you want to have five slices. But then when you give yourself permission to have the pizza, you don't need all the pizza.
Yeah, this is
true. Or there's the, it's not even balance. It's recognizing, okay, what does my body need right now? Like you're a smart girl and you know that like there's certain foods that are going to make you feel a certain way and some that aren't, and nutrients. And there's this wisdom that we get inner and outer from knowledge that we have. And then also when our body's just telling us like, hey girl, I might need a little greens or something going on up in here, or some fruit or whatever. I remember, gosh, when I think of fruit, I think of the times in my life where I was scared to eat a banana. Which, how messed up is that to be scared of eating a banana? But I know a lot of people listening, you may be in it right now. So I hate to even say that it's messed up, because if that's you right now, I get it. You are not messed up. You're on your journey and you will get there. But for me, I just am sad for that person, or I have compassion, I guess I should say, for that person that was scared to eat bananas. But when all foods became fair game, I didn't have this like, okay, well, I'm at this party and this is a one-time thing. So I need to have all the pizza that I'm going to have because I'm never going to have it again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No,
then it can become more like, oh, if they have greens available, awesome. I'll put a little greens on my plate. They have pizza available. Awesome. Put a little pizza on my plate.
Yeah.
They have cake. Awesome. I'm going to put a little cake on my plate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's something that I'm learning right now. Like, I'm learning how to listen to my body, how to...
It's not easy.
It's not easy. Mm-mm. It's figuring out what your body needs, figuring out where you are, I guess, in your journey. Like, that's just something that I'm just still figuring out. But the times that I would eliminate myself from different scenarios with friends or family sometimes, like, just thinking back on it is really heartbreaking. I remember when I lost a bunch of weight. I was like working out like twice a day and like I was doing all kinds of stuff. I didn't know it was keto at the time. Like I didn't know that the name of it, but I was basically just doing like all veggies and protein. And the only fruit I had was grapefruit. That was the only fruit that I had. So like it was this like program that I was like doing and they were like, yeah, no fruit. And they told me like, you know, have grapefruit only if you have to have fruit or like an orange, but like a little small one. And I remember losing like 70 pounds. And I remember looking in the mirror and still seeing a 250-pound girl. And I remember thinking, I'm depriving myself and I look different, but I still felt terrible. And I was like, it has to be something else that needs to change besides my appearance. And so when I talk about the body, I'm also just talking about my heart. I'm talking about my mind. I'm talking about how do I feel inside my own skin? Because I personally know what it's like to lose a bunch of weight and to still feel like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so... That's what I'm figuring out.
It makes me think we're still working on, which leads me into something I want to throw out to you, Outway fam that's listening. If you have ideas for lyrics for verse number 2, Brittany and I are going to be working on that.
Thank you.
But I feel like we need to incorporate into the second verse about how you do all this to maybe get to a certain size or whatever it is that you're trying to do, which disordered eating and eating disorders are not always about a number on a scale or being skinny or anything like that. There's a lot of underlying things that could be the root, mm-hmm. you know? So just making that clear right here, right now. But it makes your world so small.
Yeah.
Because you miss out on things
mm-hmm.
and you miss out on memories with family and friends. And then yeah. you're consumed with what you're eating and you're consumed with your workouts. And that's something that we talk about often here is how you're just so small.
And you're so consumed with yourself.
Right. Your brain. Everything is that's such a small way to live.
Yep.
And we want to live bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to live so small. So somehow we need to work that into verse number 2. And then, yeah, if y'all have any ideas, then send mm-hmm. us emails because we would like to know if you have any thoughts or lines or ideas for verse number 2. Because Brittany and I will be writing that soon. And of course, we'll share it with y'all when we have it done. But let's go ahead and get to the next part of the song. You can go ahead and play from the beginning and then we'll get into, I mean, why not? Yeah. I know it's a podcast. It's hard to play songs on podcasts, but since this is our original song and it's not published anywhere, we can play it all we want.
We'll never measure up to all the standards. Obsessing over girls in magazines. We miss out on family meals around the table. 'Cause what grandma made is bad, so we're not able.
Sing, Amy.
Well, starving just to feed your other hunger of acceptance robs you of the joy those moments bring.
All right. So I just was like wrapping Brittany up so we could touch on that line, which is starving. So it said we miss out on family meals around the table because what grandma made is bad and we're not able. Starving just to feed your other hunger of acceptance robs you of the joy those moments bring.
Mm-hmm.
I love this play on words here. Starving just to feed your other hunger of acceptance because yes, we are all hungry
mm-hmm.
for acceptance.
Yeah.
And then it's ironic because we will starve ourselves to feed that. And it does. It robs us of the joy those moments bring. I mean, I don't feel like we even really need to break this down that much because it's so clear as day for me right there.
Yeah, I definitely think so. We all just want to be accepted, whether it's I want these pair of jeans in the store to accept my legs,
right,
or whatever.
Or we want, you know, maybe at this certain job, we need to feel we need to look a certain way, like yeah. You being in country music.
Yeah.
That's an example right there.
Absolutely.
It drives me crazy, the pressure that is put on artists and performers. And when I was listening to Jessica Simpson's memoir called mm-hmm. Open Book, she was talking about how when she signed her record deal in New York and she was a teenager, I mean, how petite and whatever is Jessica Simpson? And yeah. She went there and the record label was like, this is great. We're going to sign you. Awesome. But, you know, you got to lose 15 pounds. I mean, what the? Isn't that messed up?
That was such a crazy time. That was such a crazy time. And I think there are some artists who still are kind of pressured by their,
oh, for
their
sure.
team.
No, we are not out of this. Way. Absolutely. Yeah. We're not out of this by any means. I know 100% there are artists that still feel that pressure from management yep. or labels or whoever yep. it is that is controlling, you know, what they think is going to sell more.
Yeah.
And that this is the way you need to look. Well, sadly it is because maybe, yeah, it will sell more. But that's why we need to switch it up for the yeah. future generations and make Absolutely. It a different story for them.
I agree. There'll be a bunch of kids like me growing up thinking that they can't do the things that they naturally dream up to do because they don't look a certain way. And so I'm grateful that we live in an age of authenticity, but there's still a whole bunch of changes that need to be made because there are still a whole bunch of standards that are put on people, women particularly, to look a certain way. And it doesn't help anybody.
Mm-mm.
It just makes dollars and cents, but it never made sense.
It's crazy to me, the pressures that are on certain people, but that's a professional sense.
Yeah.
But sometimes it might be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It might be a significant other that's making you feel a certain way. It might be pressure from a parent.
I once dated a producer who told me he wouldn't record me until I lost 50 pounds.
No way.
That's a real thing. Now, granted.
And so how did you handle that?
I don't think I ever did. I think I thought, well, that makes sense. And quite honestly, I don't even blame him. I blame the idea that he's just so conditioned. I mean, he's just looking at the same images I'm looking at, and he's thinking this is what sells. He's like, if you want to be successful, you need to look like this. And this is when you can start making music because this is when people will listen to you. It's sad. That sort of conditioning, it affects everybody.
You're right. I mean, even to the Jessica Simpson story,
yeah.
like the record label, they're just like, okay, well, this is what we need to do.
They're just trying to cater to consumers.
Exactly.
What do you do when the numbers show that when you look a certain way, you sell more albums, you sell more songs, and then the label's like, okay,
cool.
Because
media has said,
exactly.
this is what you need to look like,
yeah.
and that's what we've seen, and it's airbrushed and photoshopped yep. and this and that, which nobody even looks that way. Who even
no.
knows what people look like anymore?
Yeah. No, nobody. Nobody did that.
I mean, we're
nobody
getting
knows.
A little bit more real now. I think we went through a phase, like that was like the 90s, early 2000s, and like mm-hmm. the you know, magazines where it was at the grocery store checkout line. But now with social media, the pressure is the, you know, Facetune or the,
or
you know,
surgery.
How you can edit it or surgery
or
filters.
Big boobs, get bigger lips, get bigger, whatever. And if you decide to do that, I get it. Like,
yeah.
I love it. I'm all for it. Like, you know, bigger, better, go for it. But it's just, there are people who literally alter their bodies because they're trying to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to do something to your body because you just like it and you just decide, oh, I want implants or whatever. But then it's another thing to do something because you need to keep up with the images that you're seeing. And there are people who literally will destroy and alter their bodies just to keep up. And that's harmful.
Yeah, I just think it really boils down to what are you doing to take care of yourself and not to fit some mold that society says you're supposed to be like, which brings me to our chorus
yeah.
and not letting our bodies outweigh, which the tagline for Outweigh is a life without disordered eating outweighs everything. And so now we're going to break down the chorus really quickly for y'all. So we'll just go ahead and sing through that. And then I want Brittany to talk about especially the mirror part, because that was inspired by Brittany literally having a moment with her mirror when she would get out of bed
yeah.
every day. So here we go. We'll get into the chorus. Hit it, Brittany.
I won't let my body outweigh. Outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong. I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time. Cause you and I outweigh.
Oh, I love how you put your hands in the air.
Every time you say put your hands in the air, I put them up even though this is podcast and you can't see that, but I hope when y'all hear it, you put your hands in the air. But really, like, we want you to know that, like, your body should not outweigh everything that you're made of. You're made of so much more than just what's going on with what you look like.
Yep.
So stop spending your life trying to change and then really put in the work to learn to love who you are, mm-hmm. because you are strong. And then when you get to a certain point, like, you will be set free from this. And I was even thinking at dinner tonight, I went out to dinner with my sister and Stashira, and I was free. There were times where a dinner like that would have stressed me out, but we ordered whatever, and my daughter got to pick things, and my sister, she has never had issues with food. Like, we grew up in the same household, same situation. She didn't struggle with it. I did, for whatever reason, just different things. And so she is someone who has been impacted by my disordered eating, because I used to judge her for eating a certain way, or, you know, like, are you really going to eat that? Or she would feel like she would maybe need to restrict to avoid any drama with me.
Yeah.
And I think for her, it was a cool experience too, because we all just ordered whatever we wanted and we shared and we ate and we had a good time. And it was making those memories around the table with family, with no drama, just joy. So that was a free moment. Like, I am strong. I am free. I know every part of me is beautiful, and I will always outweigh. So if you feel it, put your hands in the air.
Come on, baby.
Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Okay, so Brittany, get into the mirror line. Like, when that part was written, like, why did you put that in there?
Yeah, so I have a mirror, a full-size body mirror in my apartment. And for the longest time, I kept it inside a closet. The whole point was, one, I'm a minimalist, so I wanted to kind of keep things out the way. But also, I really just didn't want to keep looking in the mirror, because I know that if I look in it, I'll just keep pointing out my flaws. And I just didn't want to look at it. And so there was a random time, like a few months ago, where I was like, you know what? The lighting isn't even good over here. Like, I'm a really, like, practical person. I have to, like, find a practical reason to do something. I was like, you know what? The lighting doesn't actually hit the mirror right here, so I don't really get to see the full scope of what I look like. And I was like, you know what? I need to just get over this fear or this thing where I just look in the mirror and I just want to pick myself apart. And so I did it. I decided to take the mirror out of the closet, and I just try to look in the mirror and see the good things and not use it as a tool to tear myself apart. Because this simple object, you can use it so many different ways. You can use it to build yourself up. You can use it to tear yourself down. And honestly, there are times where I still look at it and pick myself apart, but I'm working on it. And I try to just build myself up more than the tearing down part. And so, you know, sometimes these lyrics in this song, I feel them so strong. And then there are other days where I'm like, eh, but I know they're true. Sometimes I'll just sing it.
Yeah, you know? Show some love to the mirror while you're there.
Like, that's a reminder to myself.
Take it one day at a time.
Yep, because everything's changed. You know, your bodies change every day. And
that's right.
Your mindset can change from one day to the next. And so I'm just learning how to be patient and be gentle with myself and to
have compassion.
Have compassion.
Which, shout out, Brittany has a song called Compassion. You need to stream it now. Thanks. Play a little bit of that one. Let's do that before we wrap up.
Play a little bit of,
and why did you write Compassion?
I wrote Compassion because I wanted to challenge myself to be more empathetic and put myself in other people's shoes a whole lot more often.
All right, let's do verse and chorus.
If a half-empty stomach makes you angry, imagine life for people on the street. If a neighbor's untamed yard can drive you crazy, imagine seeing bombs break through their concrete. Image is something of importance. Only when you've got anything to prove. But the world just don't seem fair when all it's left you is little or nothing to lose. Live your life and have your fun and share it with everyone you love. Raise
raise your kids and raise your glass for every single freedom that we have. But while we're looking for the next best thing to happen, heaven pray we all find some compassion.
Love it. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us today for Outway and being a part of our Outway fam.
Thank you.
And
I do feel a part of the family. I really do.
You are 100%. You're in the fam. And everybody listening right now is in the fam. And we'll work on the second verse to the song. And you'll come back and we'll share it with everybody. But again, don't forget to send us ideas if you've got them. And Brittany, where can everyone find you on Instagram?
Brittany Spencer. And that's with two T's, like Britney Spears with an extra T.
I love that we have Britney Spears as a reference.
I love it. If you have a Toyota and you listen to my songs, it'll have my name, but a picture of Britney Spears. And like people keep like tweeting me and saying like, this should change. I'm like, does it need to? I kind of like this.
Oh, it's like an accident that's in Toyotas.
Yeah, it's an accident, but it's a happy one, you know?
Oh, yeah. I know. But yeah, it needs to represent you.
Yeah.
Not true. Britney Spears.
Cool. But until that happens, like until they fix it, I'm actually kind of enjoying this.
You're okay with it. Yes. Okay. So yes, at Brittany Spencer, BRITTNEY Spencer. Yes. There's just so many ways to spell Brittany. So I thought I would clarify in case maybe you don't know how to spell Britney Spears' name. And
thank
so
you.
I am super honored to call you friend.
I love you,
am so proud of all of your success that is coming your way right now. It is well deserved. You have been hard at it for many, many years. I met Brittany at the Turnip Truck, which is a natural foods grocery store here in Nashville, when she was working there, and she made the best beet juice ever. She knew how to get that ratio right of the beets, the ginger,
and the lemon.
She knew how to do it. So I will say that was probably back in my disordered eating days, because I was a real stickler about the ratio. Now I would be way more laid back. I'd be like, hey, no problem. More beets than lemon. It's fine. Fine by me. I don't care. My body loves it all.
I'll bring you some next time.
Okay. Thank you, Brittany. All right. And thank you everybody for listening. Y'all are amazing. Hey, just do us a favor. If you happen to be listening and you want to, maybe screenshot and share in your stories about Outway so we can spread the word and start changing that next generation, because that's what it's going to take. And I'm not even saying that it's going to be through Outway. There's multiple avenues and ways and people and resources and things and all that are going to make that happen. And we're honored to be like one little teeny tiny part of that. But if you happen to listen, you want to screenshot and share on your Instagram stories, great. Or if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, subscribing would be amazing. And then next level support would be rate and review. 5 stars.
I'll give you a rave and review.
If you happen to have a non 5-star-ish type review, I am all about constructive criticism. Bring it on. But you could leave it in a very kind manner or just send an email. That way it doesn't really have to be for public consumption, but we can hear your feedback and I will lean into that. Again, I'm not scared of constructive criticism at all in any way, shape, or form. But you know, sometimes it hurts to go read that 1-star review and then it's out there for the rest of the world to see. And then it's just really not even really that fair. But then it's there. You know,
it just lingers.
Just lingers and then brings the score down. So if you're a loyal person, maybe if you haven't rated and reviewed, give us 5 stars and do the same thing for Brittany's song, Compassion. Okay. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.